Los Dos Molinos, you silly sons of... What a breakfast that was. That's a birthday boy breakfast right there. That's good stuff. Holy crud. I could go back for thirds.
El Gringo breakfast.
And again, we look at Brady and we're like, how are you eating? You were at Texas Grill yesterday. We find out after berating Brady about his breakfast shepherd's pie in 105 degrees at 10 in the morning. You get faxes from this restaurant. This guy's only method of contacting you to lure you to his restaurant is to fax you at 7 in the morning, and it worked. Kudos to Texas Grill. I've
Stevie
never heard
freaking.
Of this. We got a lot of shepherd's pie. Fax Brady. It's like the bat signal.
So for those of you still holding on to your fax machines.
Yeah. Well,
I think
want.
Everybody like has had like the scan, print, fax thing, but I don't think anybody's ever received a fax.
I've never once from my home to start beep, boop, beep, boop. The fax is turning itself on.
What the?
Number five is alive.
It is.
And then all of a sudden a restaurant, I would assume that it was a message. It would be like finding a message in a bottle. Oh, it's an advertisement from the 80s. This must have just gotten lost up there somewhere. No, it's a modern day thing. Brady. Did it say Brady, please come? Was it personalized?
No, it just goes off the... He does a... he has his mass list.
Mass fax.
I don't think it's that mass. And I also think that that guy you were talking about that's about 600 pounds that was in there is also on the fax list, Brady. I don't think this is a company you want to keep.
He wasn't. He's on the red there, that guy. Right. He didn't have the special.
Maybe every guy that's on the list gets their own special. That is borderline creepy. A fax came through, and your whole family got in the car
Shepherd's
and drove
pie.
To it. All right, we understand what it is. I know. I don't have to say it.
Just well, that fax came out. That sounds good. Let's go there for lunch.
I mean,
Kirby. I was going to take Kirby and Ronnie out to lunch.
And for normal people in the room, how long would it take you to figure out, why are people faxing me shepherd's pie? Why am I getting a fax about shepherd's pie? I'd call friends like, did you get one? I don't know what this is. Brady immediately took it for its word and ran to the place. That's amazing. That's a foodieism I just will never understand. How about that? Faxes still work.
Could you imagine Gordon Ramsay going in there? They're like on...
don't have that many folks coming in, G-Ram, because... our advertising campaign has been... What are you doing? Why would you advertise? Well, we fax a group of local big fellas and hope that they show up. What are you talking about? Fax machines? Facsimiles? Who are you faxing? Well, it's the Wall of Fame over here. Everybody who's completed the 47-ounce chicken challenge.
Everybody on the wall.
Everybody's picture on the wall. This load of lard asses is who you're faxing. You'd be surprised, Gordon. I would be. I would be that they have faxes they haven't eaten yet. Why haven't they poured salsa on their faxes and eaten those? I think a few have, Gordon. That's why I called you. Is there a more modern technology I could reach out to the masses with? Paper's killing me. That's crazy. I've never heard of that.
And we've stepped it up a little bit at Porkopolis. We don't fax. You can join the VIP club by going to the website.
That's a database. That's different.
Right, right.
That's totally different.
That's what I said to that's the funny thing. A couple of weeks ago, it was maybe 2 months ago.
This is crazy.
Brent Vesely was over there doing a beer appearance,
right.
I think, for Corona, maybe.
Right. And the dude remembered you.
Right.
As a good
and
eater.
And he says, and so... Brett contacts me, and I said, oh, tell him I said hi. And he said, he needs your number. Wants to get you back on the fax thing. I went, he's still faxing?
And you said
and
yes.
I had the 411, so I gave him my number. Yeah. I go, I love that shepherd's pie.
Did you actually go out and buy like a new fax machine just for this?
$500.
I want it to be in color. I want to taste the print. It's crazy. Man. You realize it's almost an insult. I want to put you on my fat guy fax list.
None. Not an insult.
It is an insult. He'll eat anything we fax him.
I'm okay with that.
They can print food now. You still get faxes
to
drive
well,
to.
Well, if I get the 3D printer and it's like shepherd's pie.
Having a slow day, send out the fax.
Fire up the fax machine. We're getting killed. I've never thought I'd say it. Fax Brady. It's going to save your business.
Every day.
I didn't know why Kirby and Ronnie were here yesterday. You said,
we're going to go out to lunch.
You rubbed your hands together, Texas. I'm like, oh, boy.
She was like, one of those faxes came over early in the morning.
And you get a fax at 7 a.m. That is an
That is insulting.
Did you run over to it in your tidy whities?
Well, I didn't. No, I didn't get it. Ronnie got it and texted to me. Took a picture of it. It's like Texas Grill, chicken and dumplings, shepherd's pie. And I go, there's where we're going for lunch.
That is literally like me sending a fax to my friend Reggie, my black friend in Chicago, of me eating a watermelon, going, jealous? Drive to it. I got plenty. Oh, my God. That's got to stop. We have to put an intervention on this. We're taking away your shampoo and your fax machine.
You haven't noticed. I might enjoy food.
I know, but that's crazy. Now other people have noticed and are taking advantage of it by taking your fascination with it and now just putting images in front of you via fax. They're intruding into your home.
Well, you can get on that fax list, too.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I think it's invite only.
No, hold
on. I'm pretty sure that's super VIP stuff, yeah.
In the meet our customers angle, it's do you Brady. Recognize that face?
Is it Brady?
No, that's
it's
Bruce.
It's Bruce Olson. That's Bruce another Olson. Guy from her. That's another heart attack walking. That's the bright red tomato known as Bruce Olson.
Yeah, there's a lot of radio folks that have been in that media.
Well, people with faxes. Bruce is also
on the
older guy. He doesn't really adapt it to the internets.